I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. All you workers out there, listen up. You must work harder. A government report out this morning shows that worker productivity in this country grew last quarter at the slowest pace in 2 years. You slackers. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, we're just kind of lazing around here, aren't we?
No, Alex. You're going to get so many letters on this. Basically, productivity growth is just slowing down a little from what was a torrid pace last year. Economist Cynthia Latta of Global Insight says this is a natural turn of events.
Businesses have pushed and pushed and pushed their workforces just about as far as they can. We still have opportunities, I think, to put a lot of new communications technology to work, but we're over that original big boost that you get when everybody starts to make the switch to using the internet and wireless communications.
And essentially what she's pointing to is that, you know, technology has made all of us as workers more productive in general. We get more done in the hours that we're working. And, you know, until the next revolutionary technology comes along, we're probably going to see this kind of slower growth in productivity.
Never mind, I'm going on to another interview. Ah, that's just a joke. So, look, here's the good thing, though. If we're not working quite as hard, maybe, or not being even more spectacularly productive than we already are, maybe people are going to get hired more. Employers will need to hire more people.
Well, that is the kind of ebb and flow of this particular statistic. While we were in this huge productivity growth spurt, that was one of the reasons there was almost no gain in employment. When you get more output out of the people you already have, why hire more people? And that couldn't go on forever. The productivity growth is still pretty good by historical standards, but it does leave room for the possibility of more hiring. And Latta says that means we should start to see some better job growth, because if you can't accommodate increases in demand with the workers you've got, you're going to have to hire more people.
How exactly is productivity measured?
Well, this is output per hour worked. The government counts up all of the hours that workers put in total, and then they measure the output in various ways that I certainly won't go into, because we'll all get less productive then. And the changes between those two measurements accounts for productivity. If your output's up, say, 4%, your hours are up 2%, then you're 2% more productive. Now, a lot of economists think this statistic doesn't even begin to count all the hours that we all put in, but they do the numbers the same way every quarter. So when you hear about productivity gaining or slowing down, the pattern is generally presumed to be fairly accurate.
Uh-huh.
So get to work. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at today's U.S. Supreme Court case pitting winemakers against alcohol wholesalers.
We've been following that. Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.